Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Might as well jump! We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're jumping for small business around here. We got a lot of good things going on. And, you know, folks, one of the things that I continue to be impressed by you about is your interest in your community. When I talk to small business owners, the thing that comes through more than anything else, more than anything about running a business, more than anything about being successful, more than anything about buying or selling or hiring or firing or inventory or trucks or banking, all that stuff. We get that stuff too. I talk to small business owners about those things. But the one thing that never fails to come out is about how you give back to your community. To your communities, and it's just so impressive to me how important small business owners are to their communities. You know, you've heard me talk about what Adam Smith said about this, the invisible hand. The invisible hand is where when you're just seeking your own success, just in the process of doing that, you contribute to the community. Well, there's more than an invisible hand going on out there in the communities across this great country. There's some very visible hands, some work that's being done by people like you out there contributing in so many different ways. And one of them is with the Toys for Tots program. And I wanted to introduce you some people that I think who are doing something I think you'll find very interesting. I think you're very familiar with these programs probably, but I want them to tell you about it. Susan Anthony, I had her on my mind. Susan McLaughlin is with Toys for Us. She's the philanthropy director at Toys R Us. Okay, and I'm just now being told it's not Susan, it's Nicole. And we're going to talk to Nicole in just a minute. Also, Gunnery Sergeant Rubio is with U.S. Marines Reserves, and he's a representative for them. And these two organizations, the Marines and Toys R Us, have gotten together to create a very important program that I want them to tell you about. And Nicole, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Hi, Nicole. It's good to have you here. And Gunnery Sergeant Rubio, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Good morning.
Hi, Gunny. Good to have you here. Nicole, you're with Toys R Us, and
that's correct.
And your organization has teamed up to create a foundation, haven't you, with the U.S. Marines?
Yeah, well, actually, this is the first year of our partnership with Toys for Tots, and it's just such a natural fit for us as we're in the toy business, and especially during the holiday season, we want to bring joy to kids. And Toys for Tots tries to help needy children across the U.S. every year.
Well, congratulations on that, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. But you've actually created a foundation that's pretty impressive. And are the two organizations partners in this foundation?
We have what's called the Toys R Us Children's Fund, Inc., and each year we give out millions of dollars to children, and that's exactly it. We've partnered with Toys for Tots this year.
All right. So what we've got here, folks, is Toys R Us working with the U.S. Marines to work on the Toys for Tots program. You know, Gunny, my son is a Marine. And
really?
my audience knows that he spent 9 months in Fallujah, just got back
right
about 3 weeks ago. So I know a little bit about Marines. And although I'm not all that surprised, some people might be surprised to hear about those rough, tough Marines working with the Toys for Tots program. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we do have a soft spot in our hearts. And we do want to take care of all the needy children that are here in the United States. We've actually been doing this program since 1948. And just a story to tell you on how the program actually started was the wife of a Marine major, his name was Major Hendricks, she actually made a Raggedy Ann doll by hand. And she gave it to him and said, here, take this to some charity or some organization where they'll give it to needy children. Well, he came back a few hours later and said, hey, I can't find anybody to donate this to. So they basically started the program at that point.
I'll be darned.
That year, they collected 5,000 toys, and the program's just been growing every year. So
I did not know that the Marines had that kind of history with Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah, it goes back many, many years, almost 60 years now.
Wow, congratulations. I knew, there were so many things that I admire about the Marines, even though I'm an old Army dog, as my son says. But there's so many things to admire about you guys, and this is a new one for me, and so congratulations. Okay, now, last year, Nicole, if I'm not mistaken, Toys for Tots served 6.6 million needy youngsters in the United States.
That's correct. And this year, Toys R Us has already donated $1 million in toys to the Toys for Tots Foundation to help kick it off this year, because we want to exceed that 6.6 million youngsters.
Aren't you projecting to go to as many as 13 million, maybe?
Actually, we hope to. We hope to. I mean, the U.S. Census Bureau reports that there are 13 million needy children in this country who live in poverty, and we think that every child needs, a toy this holiday season.
All right. Now, how do my small business owners listening now, and anybody else listening, how do we contribute and participate in this?
Well, you can visit any Marine Corps Reserve unit and help out. Or actually, we're asking everyone to come in store this weekend from November 5th through 7th. And we have Marine Station at every local Toys R Us store. And they're standing by the bins. And we ask you to donate a new and unwrapped toy for children, infant to 15. And then from now until January 7th, you can go in store or online at ToysRUs.com and make a cash donation that'll go to the Toys for Tots Foundation for them to buy toys for the kids.
Gunny, are you telling me that we're going to have handsome, arrow-straight Marines standing tall beside toy bins this Christmas season?
That's correct. And we're going to have them all over the place, collecting toys, collecting donations to help out our needy children throughout the U.S. And your small owner, your business owners, what they can also do is, if they can't make it into the store, they can, like Nicole said, have them contact their local Marine Corps Reserve units and ask them how they can get involved. They can hold their own toy drive. But the easiest thing to do, that we're trying to get the word out is basically a one-stop shopping where they can go to Toys R Us. They're in the store, the grand store of the mall with us, mm-hmm. and basically just buy a toy and drop it off right there on their way out
just,
the door.
That's what they do. Just buy a toy and drop it in the bin. And now, one of the things I want to do when we come back is I want to talk about some other ways that we can all contribute to this so we can participate in this. And we're going to do that when we come back. Nicole, give me your last name, please.
It's Pather.
Pather?
Pather.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nicole Pather and Gunnery Sergeant Rubio. We'll be back with me just in a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come. We're going to talk some more about this great partnership between Toys R Us and the U.S. Marines.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to check out my site when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We're having a great visit with Nicole Pather and Gunnery Sergeant Rubio, who's Nicole is with the Toys for Us philanthropy organization, the philanthropy division of Toys R Us, and Gunnery Sergeant Rubio is with the U.S. Marine Reserves. I believe he's a veteran of the. I know you're a veteran of the Gulf Wars, both of the last two, aren't you, Gunny?
Yes, that's correct. I was in Iraq in 2003.
All right. And what part of Iraq were you stationed in?
I was in the southern city of Nasiriyah. That was our area of operations.
Yeah, you were part of the conquering group.
Yes.
Well, we thank you for your service, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nicole, talk to us about, is there a website we can go to check this out?
Oh, of course. stores. You can visit www.toysrus.com for more information or to make a donation. Or, of course, you could always visit www.toysfortots.org.
All right, toysfortots.org. And folks, in case you just tuned in, the Marines and Toys R Us have joined to create a foundation that is helping, that is promoting the Toys for Tots program to get toys into the hands of millions of underprivileged children across this country during the holiday season. And one of the things we want to do is to talk to you, to let you know how you can contribute to this, how you can participate, and what Nicole, you said that we can go to any Toys R Us store around the country, and the idea is that tell us again how we can contribute these toys.
Basically, from November 5th through November 7th, this Sunday, we're asking you to drop off a new and unwrapped toy at any local Toys R Us, and we have Marines.
You don't care where the toys come from, right?
Oh, no. We don't care where the toys come from. Right. We just ask that they're new and that they're unwrapped and they're for kids ages infant to 15.
Right.
You can also make a dollar donation online or in store until January 7th.
Okay, so if you don't want to go shopping, see, I'm more likely to not go shopping for a toy, but just to write a check.
That's great.
So you
take anything that can help out Toys for Tots.
And when we walk into a Toys R Us store, who do we walk up to and say, here's my check?
Well, you can walk up to any register.
Okay. And they'll take it, and will they give you a receipt or anything like that?
They'll give you anything you ask for.
Okay. All right. What, they'll pull out a number 10 sack and write your receipt out on it or whatever. and Gunny, now, one of the things I want to make sure we don't get people confused about is you said that Marine Reserve units, and they're all over the place, but they're not in every city. But you're saying Marine Reserve units are also a station for people to go by and either drop a toy off or drop a donation off. But I want to make sure that people make the distinction between a Marine Reserve unit and a Marine recruiting station.
Right. Well, what we try to do is we try to get the toys delivered directly to the Marine Corps Reserve units.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a recruiting station in just about every city. But what happens is if they go to the recruiting offices, then there may be a lag in time where we have to find some logistics to go pick those toys up, bring them back, take them to the warehouse, and then sort them. We want to get these toys out to these kids as soon as possible. If you absolutely have to drop them off to a recruiting station, that's fine. Go right ahead, and they'll contact the reserve units, and they'll get the toys to them.
They're just not staffed for people lining up outside bringing the toys in. But as I said, but the main thing, I want to make that distinction because a lot of people know where the Marine recruiting station is, but you know, there may not be a reserve unit for several miles. So, all right, now, what if, Nicole, what if there's nothing anywhere near us? What if we live out in the middle, you know, out in the mountains of Montana or somewhere like that, and there's neither a recruiting station or a reserve unit or a Toys for Us around us? What do we do then to contribute to this?
Well, hopefully, if you have a computer or you can go to your local library, just log on to www.toysrus.com, and you can make a donation right there.
Can we contribute online?
Yes, you can.
So we can whip out our plastic and lay it on you right there online?
Exactly. I mean, there's toys, there's kids and toys, kids that need toys all across the nation, and we hope to help them all.
Okay. And what are we talking? We're talking dolls and trucks and teddy bears and things like that, right?
For anything that's gender neutral, for kids ages infant to 15. And the one thing that Toys for Tots does stress is towards the end of the campaign, they need toys for older children. So we suggest board games, sports gear, so that these older children can also get toys.
All right. And no clothes, though, right?
No clothes.
No clothes. Just toys.
Toys.
All right. Now, any last thoughts? We've got about 30 seconds left. What are any last thoughts that you'd like to tell us, Gunny Sergeant? Any last thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, if you want to get some additional information, you can also go to a website that we have set up. It's www.toysfortots.org. If you go on that website, you can get some information as to your local reserve units, some telephone numbers, and so forth.
All right. And again, thank you to the Marines, to you and the Marines, for a long history of service to this program. Nicole, you're on. You're last.
Great. Well, I just want to say, you know, there are millions of needy children out there, so we just hope you can get out and donate a toy or make a dollar donation and help make this holiday season better for them.
ToysForTots.org, right, Gunny?
Yes.
And your website, Nicole?
ToysRUs.com.
And check either one of those out, folks. This is a good program. Nicole, thank you for your service. Gunny, thank you for your service. God bless America.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you guys. Quick break, right back with Rich Galen after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.